最近有三部电影在网上讨论度比较高啊。
Recently, there have been three movies that have been widely discussed online.
一个是《阿嬷的情书
One is a love letter to my mother.
》，还有一个是《火车眼
Another one is to cover the eyes with fire.
》，还有一个呢就是冯小刚的《抓特务》啊。
Another one is the cop directed by Feng Zhai Robbing.
这三部片子里面有一部我没。
There are three movies in which one is a horror movie.
看，就是《阿嬷的情书
It's definitely a love letter from a mother.
》，因为看到就是说这是一部，打感情牌的啊。
Because I saw that it was a card that played on emotions.
催泪的一部电影，
That tear-jerking movie,
我就不想看。
I don't want to watch.
因为我小时候啊，看过一部恐怖片，那
Because I watched a horror movie when I was a kid.
叫《妈妈再爱我一次》啊，
Call me, Mom.
其中的主题曲现在都还在传唱，
The theme song is still widely circulated.
就是世上只有妈妈好啊。
Only mom is the best.
当时看的时候哭的哇。
When I watched it, I cried so much.
稀里哗啦的啊！
Sigh like you ladder A.
后来出来以后呢，
Later, after coming out,
就觉得有点羞耻啊，
I feel a little embarrassed.
就觉得自己的眼泪这么
I just felt like crying.
不容易就被人骗了。
Easily fooled.
那年纪越大越这种
The older you get, the heavier you become.
羞。
Shame.
耻感越强，
The more shame.
所以就对这类的片子都比较警惕啊。
Therefore, I am very cautious about such movies.
那当然了，
Of course.
有可能是错过了一部很好的片
It's possible that I missed a good movie.
子。
Well,
那就不评啊。
that's not fair.
另外两部我是进影院看了啊。
It's also the two movies I watched in the cinema.
就评一下啊，
Please rate it.
先说《火车眼
First, let's talk about the fire blocking the eyes.
很多人说，他说就是文戏不行，
Many people say that his acting is not good.
打戏不错啊。
That's a good game.
那我认为最大的问题是两个。
I think the biggest problems are two.
一个呢，就是不擅长于拍人物的心理啊。
One is that they are not good at portraying people's psychology.
另外一个呢，就是但凡涉及到价值观的东西，都拍得很尴尬。
Another thing is that anything involving values is filmed in a very awkward way.
但是呢，这个导演又特别喜欢上价值啊。
But this director is particularly fond of value.
结果到处都是尬位。
There are many awkward moments.
那其实解决这个问题呢，
Actually, the solution to this problem is
有一些办法。
there are a few ways.
第一个呢，就是压缩人物的形象。
The first one is to compress the image of the characters.
比如举个例子，
For example,
导火线是吧？那一个呢，就是拆老，还
the fuse is the one that is broken.
有一个呢，就是贼，所
Another one is a thief.
以天生的就是对立，
Therefore, it is innate.
你不需要什么心理上的铺垫，他
You don't need any psychological preparation.
两个就可以打得离。
He can beat them both.
是我活，那
You die, I live.
就没问题。
Okay. Well.
那如果硬要加一点更强烈的愤怒值呢？
So, if you really want to add a bit more anger,
那可以加点小故事，
that can be added with a short story.
比方说这个贼曾经是吧？
For example, this thief was once A.
杀害了我的兄弟啊！那
He killed my brother.
不好意思啊。
There is no one.
那我就更加的暴躁了，是吧？
Then I would be even more irritable, right?
就火遮眼了。
The fire covered it.
可以啊。
That's fine.
这个就是一个办法。
This is one way.
还有一个呢，就是把故事编得再复杂一点，是吧？
Another one is to make the story more complex.
这种呢，就可以参照什么007啊这一种。
This is similar to the 007 series.
那就不断的加一些桥段进去。
Keep adding more plot twists.
当然呢。
Of course.
他也做出了一些努力。
He also made some efforts.
但是这些努力呢，更多的是想以一些，比方说异域风情啊。
But these efforts are more focused on creating a sense of exoticism, for example.
什么蛇窝呀
?What snake nest?
又是什么一个冰库啊
?What is another ice rink?
但是好像要用这种场景来代替。
This seems to need a scenario to replace it.
而不是用故事的复杂性。
Instead of using the complexity of the story.
其实你完全可以把故事编得复杂一点啊。
Actually, you can make the story more complex.
不用去上价值。
Don't go to the store to buy it.
什么都不用去干。
What's the point of doing anything?
是自然的啊。
Naturally,
观众他就会买单。
The audience will buy it.
观众看这些东西他是不会厌倦的啊。
The audience won't get tired of these things.
那么这是一个问题。
So, this is a problem.
第二个问题是什么？
What is the second question?
就是出现过于低级的这种常识性的 bug 啊。
It's just these overly basic common sense bugs that appear.
因为你拍的不是玄幻片。
Because you didn't shoot a fantasy movie,
是一个有现实背景的。
It is set in a realistic setting.
比方说一个铁锤砸到一个脑袋上，就
For example, a hammer hitting a head.
过了几个小时，爬起来，
Result after a few hours, bug.
爆。
This is a wild ride.
然后同时干四个高手
Then watch the four masters at the same time.
哇靠，当时看到这个的时候
I was relying on this when I saw it.
我真的是崩了
I really am broken.
我这什么玩意儿
What is this? What is this?
这是就你是傻逼
This is to say you are a fool.
是你把我当傻逼啊
Are you calling me stupid?
就如果你是傻逼
If you are an idiot
我感到遗憾
I feel regret
我为什么来看这么傻逼的情节
Why am I watching such a stupid plot?
如果你把我当傻逼
If you treat me like an idiot
我会很生气
I will be very angry
你凭什么把我们当着这么傻逼的人
What gives you the right to treat us like such idiots?
这是太荒唐了。
That's so ridiculous.
就是这是最低级的一个失误啊。
This is a very basic mistake.
至于还有什么砸的吐血啊。
As for anything else that causes vomiting.
是吧
Is it?
然后再又满血复活。
Then use full health resurrection.
我好像里面的人受伤的都是不值一提一样。
The characters in Living Square are all insignificant.
是吧
Is it?
那只需要废几个血包就完了。
It only takes a few blood bags to finish it.
就是我知道你们的血包买的多。
I know that your blood bags are for sale.
但是你也不需要。
But you don't need it either.
就是这么铺张浪费给我们看。
This is how they waste our money.
另外呢，就还是需要一些，就是格斗的一些常识。
In addition, some basic knowledge of fighting is also needed.
比方说一个普通人拿把刀。
For example, an ordinary person holding a knife.
他可以对抗。
He can fight.
比自己高几个段位的选手。
A player who is several levels higher than you.
但是你看，他出现了一个大反派。
But look, he appeared with a big villain.
就是背弓箭的那个，一开始出来的时候。
But one that was shot with arrows at the beginning.
哇靠，那狂拽酷炫屌炸天，结。
I rely on that awesome, cool, and badass.
结果呢，最后拿着刀砍对方，砍得哇满。
The result was that he finally used a knife to cut the other person.
满地乱爬，就
scramble all over the place.
就是把对方没办法
make them helpless.
直到最后才捅了对方一刀。
He only stabbed the other person at the very end.
结果对方还在，是把身
is the other person still there?
受重伤被
injured.
捅穿的情况下
When pierced,
还把他给反杀了
He also killed him.
哇靠
Damn it.
这个人到底得有多弱
How weak is this person?
才能够导致这个情况
This is the only reason.
就是你不仅没有把这个人描绘得特别强
You not only didn't portray this person as particularly strong.
反而是把这个人描绘得特别弱
Instead, the person is portrayed as particularly weak.
但是这种东西能不能够解决呢?
But can this solve the problem?
是可以解决的。
It can be solved.
我又想让这个演员玩刀。
I want to make this actor bend.
但是同时呢,我还,是吧,很合乎逻辑。
But at the same time, I still think it's very reasonable.
比如哎，让他的对手是吧
？That's to make his opponent
像成龙一样的
，like Jackie Chan，
到处跑
，running around。
这个时候，你就可以拍出很多的逃窜的动作镜头。
At this time, you can shoot a lot of action shots of fleeing。
哎
，Oh，
那么就出现了另外一个风貌。
Then another style emerged。
还有一个呢，就是哎，我可以让这个反派是吧
？Another one is that I can make this villain right.
我特别傲慢。
I am particularly arrogant.
我把刀给放下。
I put the knife down. Well.
然后我先打。
Then I'll start.
结果自己受了伤。
The result was that I was injured myself.
再把刀拿出来。
Take the knife out again.
你看这样的话
If you look at it this way,
两个人可以打平
Two people can play a game of chess.
这就合乎逻辑了
This makes sense.
对不对
Is it right?
那么其实有很多的办法都可以让这个逻辑拉通
So, in fact, there are many ways to make this logic work.
他就是不干。
He just won't do it.
他就是要搞成那么荒唐的。
He deliberately made it so ridiculous.
让人觉得这个人到底是强还是弱呀
？Is this person strong or weak?
你一开始把他描绘的这么可怕。
What is depicted as so terrible?
结果你看，这是吧？所以
，So you're leaving me.
这个就是主要的两个问题啊。
So, these are the two main problems.
另外就说一下这个抓特务啊。
Well, I also want to mention the suspect.
很多的人是因为他的这个片名就不想看，是吧
？Many people probably won't watch it because of the title.
你这片名一看
，These titles are
就是给朝阳大妈看的。
Here is for Auntie Yang from K.O. Yang.
我是大妈吗
Am I a grandma?
是吧
Is it?
那我不看
I don't want to see it.
但是呢，我反倒觉得特别的有兴趣。
However, I find it particularly interesting.
原因就是，冯小刚作为一个混文化圈。
The reason is that Feng Xiaorogang, as a figure in the cultural circle,
混了这么多年的一个人，是吧？
is he a person who has been mixed up for so many years?
他到底会是一个什么样的态度？
What kind of attitude will he have?
他会怎么样去拍这个题材？
How will he approach this subject?
我在进影院之
Before going to the cinema,
前，我脑子里设想了若干个拍的角度和拍的版本。
I have imagined several angles and versions to shoot.
结果我唯独就没想到冯小刚的那个版本。
The only thing I didn't expect was that the version directed by Feng Xiaorogang.
我一看，入党申请书啊，
Here's the application for joining the Communist Party.
特别是最后那个特务啊，和那个警察在屋里喝酒的时候那种，是吧？
Especially that last spy and that police officer drinking in the house, right?
那个场景啊，简直就是红光亮拉满。
That scene was absolutely blinding.
那就是啊，那啊，那好啊，
That's it, that's it, that's it. Great.
但是呢，这个片子又看到另外一个特别好玩的一个地方。
However, another interesting thing about this movie is
就有若干个细节都可以看得出冯小刚的这个鸡贼啊。
and there are several details that can be seen from Feng Xiaorogang's thief.
当然有几个小的我就不说了。
Of course, I won't mention a few small ones.
说最突出的一个查抄了一个妓院啊。
Tell me the most prominent one and I'll copy it.
那么这个妓院呢，改换门庭变成了什么？公安局。
So, this brothel is being renovated and turned into a police station.
你看，这到底是什么意思？
What does this mean?
不懂啊。
I don't understand.
另外一个呢，就是拍妓院遣散妓女的时候
Another one is when you're filming a brothel and you're filming prostitutes.
相似的镜头，
Similar shots.
后来又拿来拍一群。
Later, I took a group of them again.
就是冯小刚，
It's Feng Xiaorogang.
你到底是什么意思？
What do you mean?
我真的是不明白。
I really don't understand.
就如果你想玩这种小调皮，
If you want to play pranks,
你就从头玩到尾。
play from beginning to end.
如果你想玩红光亮，
If you want to play with the flashlight,
你就从头玩到尾，是吧？
Are you playing from beginning to end?
你别搞这种二姨子事情，是吧？
Don't you dare play the role of a second wife.
抖机灵什么意思呢？
What does making fun of mean?
就像一个调皮老
Like a mischievous one.
学生，
Old student.
就老师跟在老师的屁股后面跑来跑去的，
The teacher was running around behind the teacher.
结果转头一看，
Turning around.
哎，
Oh.
几个小伙伴看着我呢，
My few friends are looking at me.
我又有点不好意思了。
I'm a little embarrassed again.
结果我就在老师的面前还玩这么两下。
As a result, I was playing around in front of the teacher like that.
你啥意思？
What do you mean?
你不纯粹，是吧？
Are you not?
所以这个裤子哥啊，裤子哥，
So, this pants, ants, pants.
这，我建议你啊，给你树立一个榜样。
Oh, I suggest you set an example for yourself.
就是司马南老师，是吧？
Is that Professor Seymour Nan?
你看司马南老师，万千人骂他。
I see that many people are criticizing Professor C. Marnan.
我王乙，我不管了，是吧？
I said I don't care, right?
我把这个，是吧？这个立场给站正，
I want to stand up for this position.
这就，所以这个裤子哥，对吧？
So that's why you're wearing those pants, right?
特别的，另外呢，就是顺便说一嘴啊。
Also, I wanted to mention something special.
就是这个韩红是吧？
Is that Han Hong?
来了一个什么说什么？
What are you doing?
走个面儿是吧？
Are you going to make noodles?
韩红这个人呢，特别的自我陶醉。
Han Hong is particularly self-absorbed and narcissistic.
然后喜欢玩这种江湖味，老北京是吧？
Then you like to play games with a bit of a gangster flavor, right?
皇城根儿，走个面儿，走你妹！
Hey, you little bastard.